how does one of the top realtors in the country get her sellers' homes ready for listing? The answer might surprise you. Stay tuned. This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Real Geeks. How many homes are you going to sell this year? Do you have the right tools? Is your website turning soft leads into interested buyers? Are you spending money on leads that aren't converting? Well, Real Geeks is your solution. Find out why agents across the country choose Real Geeks as their technology partner. Real Geeks was created by an agent for agents. They pride themselves on delivering a sales and marketing solution so that you can easily generate more business. Their agent websites are fast and built for lead conversion with a smooth search experience for your visitors. Real Geeks also includes an easy-to-use agent CRM. So once a lead signs up on your website, you can track their interest and have great follow-up conversations. Real Geeks is loaded with a ton of marketing tools to nurture your leads and increase brand awareness. Visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod and find out why realtors come to Real Geeks to generate more business. Again, visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod. And now, onto our show. This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Apply Design. Welcome to a revolution in real estate presentation brought to you by Apply Design, the leading virtual staging solution tailored for forward-thinking realtors. Now, in today's fast-paced market, making a lasting impression is everything. With Apply Design, you unlock the full potential of every listing, transforming empty spaces into stunning, buyer-attracting homes, all with just a few clicks and in just a few minutes. Choose their DIY staging, available for as low as $7 per image, or save time with their auto staging feature for as low as $10.50 per image. Plus, experience their service firsthand with a trial image absolutely free. Their intuitive platform empowers you to bring visions to life, ensuring your listings stand out, captivate, and sell. And for listeners of Keeping It Real, Apply Design is offering an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Simply use the code REAL24, that's REAL24, at checkout. Elevate your listings, enchant your clients, and achieve faster sales with Apply Design. Don't let your properties blend in. Make them shine with Apply Design. Your success story starts now. Visit them at applydesign.io. Again, that's applydesign.io. Remember, your first impression is the only impression. And now, onto the show. Welcome to Keeping It Real, the largest podcast made by real estate agents and for real estate agents. My name is DJ Paris. I'm your guide and host through the show. Today is our monthly series called the Monday Market Minute with Kerry McCormick from the Kerry McCormick Real Estate Group with At Properties here in Chicago. Now, Kerry is not only a top 1% producer in Chicago, she's a top 0.001% producer. Over 20 years of experience helping buyers, sellers, and investors. In fact, Kerry is out of 46,000 realtors. She is routinely in the top 10 highest producing agents in the entire Chicagoland area. She is just crushing it. And a true superstar, an expert in everything from first-time home buyers, veteran investors, and luxury properties. She also works with a lot of developers and is often chosen to represent their high-end developments. I actually live in one of Kerry's developments, so I'm a big fan of Kerry, and I'm so grateful because not only do I have a great show because of her, I have a place to live because of her, so I am very happy to know Kerry. But please, everyone else, visit Kerry at her website, kerrymccormickre.com. Most importantly, follow her on Instagram. She is the queen of Instagram and does it all herself, and it's truly remarkable. We have agents at our firm who don't even know that I know Kerry, who come up to me and are like, oh my God, have you ever seen Kerry McCormick's Instagram? She does incredible things with drones, and just your videos are insane. So it's Kerry McCormick Real Estate. We'll have a link to both of those in the show notes. Please follow her. Kerry, welcome once again to the show.
Thank you. That's quite the introduction, and I appreciate it.
Well, I think about you a lot because when I go home, I'm like, the only reason I know about this is years ago, you were like, oh, I have this development coming up. And I was like, I'll go support my friend and go check it out. I had no intention of buying anything. And then like 6 months later, I was buying it. And it's like, was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Oh, probably, I'm so maybe, happy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So anyway, big fan of yours, of course. What do we want to talk about today?
So I was going to focus on a few things. The first part I'd like to focus on is just with our sellers and our buyers, with sellers getting their homes ready for the market. And then on the other side of it is what buyers are looking for when they're out. You know, obviously we're trying to match the two. So the seller's selling, buyer's buying. And what do we need to do to prep everyone for the market? So that's the first half I want to talk about. And then the second half is going to be talking about other markets. So I'm in Chicago and working with other brokers in other markets. So first off, over the last couple of years, I call them Instagram homes. Everyone's becoming so spoiled with looking at homes on Instagram or HGTV or whatever it is, and they want everything perfect, right? So what we've been doing with the sellers, things have been dated in homes, right? And, you know, furniture's dated, the finishes are dated. So I've been taking a little bit more time with my sellers of prepping the homes. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hard conversations to have with sellers, you know, whether it's the paint color, it's the lighting, the furniture, you know, because it's personal to them. So, sure. You know, curating a group of people that can come into the home and help have that conversation, right? There's a company here in Chicago, I think they might be actually national, it's called Curbio, which has been phenomenal, that comes in and they will put a quote together for the home. A lot of success stories around this of, again, just simple painting, lighting, staging the home makes a world of a difference of time on the market and then also, of course, their purchase price. I've had sellers that push back against this of like, no, my house looks great. You know, I'm not spend any money on it. And the house does, it lingers on the market, right? It doesn't get the price that we want it to. So it's the hard truth that we've got to tell sellers. So I would say is put that investment in, you know, as a broker of educating the sellers of what does it mean to them. And then also show them stats, show them success stories of what's happened. It takes a few additional weeks to get all of that work done, but it's definitely worth it.
So in the place I live that you represented, we have all white finishes, which is super still modern and cool and lovely. And at some point, maybe it won't be cool anymore, right? Like 20 years from now, people will be like, why did everyone go all white? But I love it. But in 20 years, I might have to consider making adjustments if I want to sell it because maybe that won't be in vogue. Do you ever have situations where, like we think about the granite countertops of the past, mm-hmm. which could be some funky colors. And sometimes maybe it was cool at the time, 2005, but right. Today kind of doesn't look right. Are you ever telling the buyer, the sellers, hey, we got to swap that out?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, a part of my job is becoming having this great network of people. So I can call the stone person. I can call the cabinet person. I can call, you know, the carpet person, whatever it is. So having an army of people ready for a phone call. But that's what I was mentioning, this company Curbio, because they do everything, right? So, you know, create your network of people that are able to come into the house to do some of the work that needs to be done. Or also have alternatives because, you know, ripping out countertops is a big deal and it's expensive, you know. So there's a color called Ubatuba for those that are around my age probably remember that granite that was such a popular granite. It's green and it's actually yep. kind of pretty. But, you know, even if you painted the cabinets, you paint them, you know, a white or an off-white or something, it makes that Ubatuba not look so bad anymore. So, again, you know, having examples to show people, having case studies to show people, again, you know, I say to, you know, my sellers that are pushing back against it, I'm like, let's just get a quote. You know, let me do the
lecture. That's a great way to do it.
Let me bring some people in. Let's see how much it is. And again, once you start bringing these other trades in, they you know, they're trying to sell their service too. So it just, it becomes a dialogue that we have. And at the end, it's usually, all right, Carrie, you're right. Let's do it. Let's get everyone going. And we end up doing it. Again, from my side, I look at it, you know, I invest 2 weeks in getting all these trades in there and getting all these quotes done. But really, once the work is done, the house doesn't sit on the market, right? So it's, you're going to have to sit on it one way or the other, whether it's at the beginning or it's at the, you know, when the house is on the market. So it's better to get a better price. Your client in the long run is very happy because you got their home sold quickly and at a high price. So again, it's investing all that in upfront.
Yeah, it's so funny if I think back to like how social media, especially Instagram, works currently, where we have a photo we want, or we'll talk about a video, a photo we want to share, and we click a, you know, we tap on the phone and it enhances the image and it makes it look even more perfect than maybe the shot we took, or we take a picture of ourselves and we smooth out the wrinkles or whatever we do, you know, whiten our teeth and all those things you do afterwards. And people are used to seeing that perfection now without doing any work to get to the perfection. So I think I'm wondering if most buyers, when they walk into a place, if they do see a countertop that maybe is not as in vogue today, you know, it, yes, could you swap it out? Of course. And you could build that into the contract. Mm-hmm. But I think people aren't as easily understanding that it's just a matter of swapping it out, whether you're on the buy side or the sell side. But it is, I think people just kind of want perfection as they close do. To, yeah. And so I'm sure you do have to have a lot of hard conversations like, hey, this really isn't the style anymore. And people are going to come in here. And even though we know that you could, we could swap it out or they could swap it out, we don't want them to have to think about that extra step.
Right. Right. Or, you know, again, renderings is a great idea too, of providing, you know, everyone's so visual. And, you know, you talked about just immediate gratification. No one has time. No one has vision. So, you know, again, part of our job is to create that. But we have to be careful not to push it on the seller, because I always say sellers, they don't want to do anything, right?
Right.
They want us to do all the legwork. So if you're going to propose these ideas, be ready to do the work, not physically, but, you know, get everybody in line and do it and perform on it. So again, don't go in there saying, Mrs. Seller, this is what you have to do. You go find your own people and let me know. Again, it's our job to curate everything and make a seamless experience for them. So it'll make your job easy in the long run.
And you're probably then managing contractors and services like Curbio, and you're probably employing Curbio to do that management of the, so you don't have to worry, gosh, they didn't show up today and now my seller's pissed because they were supposed to swap out the cabinets today and nobody showed up.
Right. Yeah. Or so, just find a good general contractor that you trust and that you know. And that's, you know, I've been doing this for quite some time. So, it's, you know, I feel like I've got some incredible resources, but I'm always looking for new ones and just, you know, different things to offer my clients. And as I mentioned, our sellers are busy, so they want you to do the work.
Yeah. Do you ever have issues with the seller saying, well, how much more will this make me, or how much more will this sell for? Do you have data to back that up, or how are you having those conversations?
Yeah. And actually, that's a really great point. And I think that's very important, is to have the data, right? And that's why I say, like, case studies. You could actually, as a broker, go in the market and just say, okay, here's two homes that are similar to yours. This one has white cabinets painted white. I'm just making up a story, right? And this one's priced at $2 million. You know, this home has cherry cabinets and ubatuba countertops, and it's priced at $1.7 million. So there's a $300,000 delta there. You know, let me get a quote. If the quote comes in at $150,000, right?
Kind of, you know, a no-brainer.
Then, yeah. Kind of a no-brainer. So again, you do have to lay it out for them and show them what the value is. And again, you have to be very careful, because you know, you have to make sure that your numbers are right. You don't want your client to spend $150,000 and they're like expecting you to get, you know, double or whatever it is. So you do have to be very careful with your data, but it's super important.
What about sellers? Or sorry, so that's, we talked about what buyers want. What is it that sellers, why, you know, is there anything else that, for example, you know, what are sellers looking for?
You mean buyers?
Well, Yeah. I mean, where, so when you work with sellers, it's more about just getting the house ready. Actually, back to sellers for a second. What about the exterior, assuming it's a single family home? What are you doing? Is that first impression as they pull up? How critical is that?
It still is. It always has been, and it still is. So, you know, landscaping is super important because even before someone makes an appointment, they may drive by the home, right? Or photography of the home is going to be super important to have, you know, greenery. So yes, I'm absolutely telling them to make sure that they, you know, have landscaping done. If there's any paint that's chipped out there, it's the first impression. And when someone walks into a house and, you know, the front porch is all chipped up or something, it just shows them of what the interior is going to look like. So absolutely. Right.
Let's transition, because I think that's good. Basically just making the case for improving the home so that it sells faster and for more money. I mean, it's really just that simple. But as I'm thinking about all the people you have to manage for that, that is quite a task. But it's what your job is. And it's probably why you're so successful, is you're willing to say, I'll help you with, you know, figuring all this out. Did that skill take a long time to develop, about what to improve, how to sort of have that conversation? You know, I imagine that probably took years to develop.
It does. And I think just like in anything that we do, you know, having the right dialogue with the sellers, and every personality is very different, right? So one dialogue I have with one seller is not going to be the same as it is with another. So you really have to go to the room, you know, and find out, you know, like, oh, my grandfather built this house or whatever, you know, so I have to be careful of saying, well, you need the whole thing, right? So I think just understanding people and having the right dialogue with the right people is important. And going back though to the exterior, one thing I also wanted to mention, you know, I'm in Chicago, so it's, the weather's not always great here. And, you know, for those who are in communities that don't have leaves on the trees right now, there's, you know, using like virtual staging to enhance whether some greenery or I never want to falsify anything, you know, so if there's grass, great, we can make it greener. But if there's not grass, you know, we don't want to add grass. But anyways, using some additional tools like that is a great way, at least online, to make the home look a little bit better.
Virtual staging's gotten a lot cheaper too because of AI. And so for anyone who hasn't explored it in the last year, you'll find the pricing is way different than it used to be. And the technology is much better. No more are we seeing those completely crazy skies that were like I'm trying to think of, they were so vibrant that they were almost distracting from the actual home itself.
They still use those though.
Yeah, well, it can be done. It's just the technology is getting better to look a little bit more reasonable and realistic. Now, one thing that you're doing that I think is, I haven't heard anyone doing this in a long time. And I think it's so cool that you're doing this, is you're realizing that the pandemic really shifted how we work. And people are now able to sort of work, most of us can, I mean, unless we're real estate agents, we can kind of work wherever. And so the idea is that people are moving, you know, to different areas. And so Carrie, of course, has people coming and going, and she needs to make great relationships with agents in other markets so that they can pass, you know, business back and forth. And she knows that if she's going to pass somebody, for example, if a $2 million client, Carrie, of course, wants to make sure that her support system, her other agents in other markets, of course, are going to do a good job. So you're actually going out and visiting these agents. Yes. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. I mean, during the pandemic, everyone was moving around and I was a little bit late to the game because I was so focused on our market here, which was great. But as my clients are moving all over and, you know, they're asking for referrals and I am referring them out, but I'm like, I've never met that agent. You know, like I've talked to them on the phone or, you know, we've done a Zoom or something, but I've really never sat down and met with them. And so what I started to do, just as you had mentioned, is fly out to what I call our key feeder states. So a lot of people in Chicago move to Arizona, they move to Florida, they move to Tennessee, they move to Colorado. So I found a few agents out there and I go meet with them face to face, right? I mean, there's nothing better than sitting down with somebody and, you know, having lunch with them or dinner and talking about their business and them getting to know you, and more importantly, me getting to know them. What other benefit from that is understanding their markets, right? So I love to take a tour. Let's just use like Palm Beach as an example, you know, take a tour in their communities. You know, what are they selling? What does the housing inventory look like there? What do they do for marketing? You know, how do they sell a home? So I've gone on listing appointments. I've gone on showings with them. So it's just interesting to hear, again, they're not my competition because they're in a different market, but, you know, how do they tour a home with a client? You know, so it's you're never not learning, right? So it's
you probably get to see other people's, you know, the way they do presentations. And it probably also gives you tips, even though, you know, you have a great style of your own, but you probably do learn things from some of these other top agents in other areas. Like we've had people on the show who sell $20, $30, $40 million homes. And I would love to just be a fly on the wall of what it's like when that team for the buyer pulls in and it's seven people and they got to like sort of manage all seven of these people and make sure all seven of them are like, this is a great home to buy. Right. And I've talked to those agents and they're like, that is a whole skill in and of itself. I'm sure you've dealt with that as well, where you've had multiple people that are involved in the transaction on your side. But it must be exciting to see other agents in other markets do that. Have you ever thought about possibly even serving another market? I know you're too busy to even consider that, but no, she's shaking her head. No, she is too busy. I made the mistake of asking Carrie when I got on here, because we're actually recording this on a Friday. I'm like, what are you doing this weekend? And she just like looked at me like, what are you kidding? And I was like, oh, that's right. You're going to be
it's the weekend. I don't even know what day it is. no, but it is. It's been so great to, again, meet these brokers in other markets. And, you know, for those who don't want to travel outside of the market or don't have time to travel outside of the market, again, even picking up the phone and having a Zoom or a call with them, a Zoom with them, you're investing in your business by having this incredible network. Even like, again, an example is an agent in Arizona gave me a referral. She said, my client lives in Arizona. They have a place in Illinois or in Chicago and they want to sell it. And, you know, I'd like to refer you. I said, okay, great. I went to the home, took a look at it, and they don't live here anymore. So they've relocated to Arizona. So what I did is they're like, okay, great. We love it. Love your presentation. Send us the paperwork. And I said, you know what? I'm going to come meet you. So I flew from Chicago to Arizona to meet the seller to sign the listing paperwork in person. And I mean, it was a big listing, number one. But number two, you have no idea how thankful that seller was, because I didn't have to go out there. I had the business, right? DocuSign works just fine. But I thought, I knew that this seller was extremely connected. I knew the broker was, I don't say taking a chance on me, but the broker hadn't met me. So it was, right. I did a 2-for-1. I, you know, got to sit down and have dinner with the broker and meet that seller in their own home. So it was just, again, it's doing these little things in your business that are going to make such a big difference.
Yeah. And most agents who are making connections in other markets with agents for referral purposes are not traveling to those other markets to meet. And you're right. They probably get calls all day long from agents all over the country saying, hey, you know, let's connect. But when you meet them in person, obviously that connection just gets a lot deeper, a lot quicker.
Yeah.
So that's a great tip. I think that's a great place to wrap up. So maybe everyone who's listening can think of one feeder market that your either people come or go to in your local area. Where are they moving to? And consider, you know, taking a trip down there, you know, build it into your budget. Go down there and say, hey, I really want to build a strong relationship. I'm willing to come down here and meet you and hang out with you and see if we'd be a good fit. And then you could meet like probably five, you could probably meet 10 agents in a couple of days and really get a sense of who's the best fit. And, you know, that's what we should do for anything, right? Like most buyers and sellers choose the first realtor they meet. So we know that, you know, it's probably a good idea to get a few offers when you're, you know, meeting with doctors or attorneys or lawyers. you know, so this is an opportunity for you to not just look at Zillow and say, who's the biggest agent in that area, but actually go, hey, I want to come meet you and spend a few hundred dollars to do it. I want everybody to follow Carrie on Insta. First of all, before we get to that, if you are somebody who has clients that move into the Chicagoland area and you want to have them work with somebody who is considered a legend, and when I say that, Carrie sort of winces because she doesn't like to think of herself that way, but everyone else here thinks of her that way. So I'm going to call her a legend. If you want to have your clients work with a legend, Carrie's the right person. So please consider reaching out to her and developing a relationship directly with her, and perhaps you guys can do some business back and forth. So what's the best way if anyone wants to work with you, that they should reach out?
Yeah. So I'm a big phone person. So call me at 312-961-4612 or send me an email at Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at properties.com.
Awesome. And also follow her on Instagram. I am not kidding when I say her Instagram is the best I've seen. Although I will tell you, Carrie, there is somebody who is right on your heels, and it's for a totally different reason. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the person's name, but he is a guy in New York or Long Island. I don't know if you've seen this guy yet. He is hysterical. He's like straight off of like casting for The Sopranos, and he plays that part, and it's hilarious.
Oh, I got to find out who that is.
Oh, I'll send it. I'll talk about it on a future episode. Everybody can watch it. And he doesn't mean to be funny. He just is that guy. And you figure like maybe he just whacked somebody and now is selling homes. But it's Carrie's is actually amazing. And what she does, some of her penthouses that she's represented, she does really, really cool videos for. So go check it out. It's awesome. It's very elegant. It's cool. It's captivating, compelling. And every agent can learn a lot from watching your Instagram. All right. Carrie McCormick, RE is where you find that. Or Carrie McCormick Real Estate, rather. And we'll have a link to that in the show notes. Reach out to Carrie at properties.com if you want to chat with her. And she also amended her phone. So Carrie, thank you for, again, being on our show for many, many, many years now. And this is the weekend time. So now it's crunch time for you. So I'm going to let you enjoy the little time you have before you have to start cranking it out with your clients this weekend. But I'm going to do nothing this weekend. So you can interview me. But I'm also going to earn no money this weekend. So I'd rather be busy, but I'm going to relax. Anyway, everyone have a wonderful time. Carrie, thank you for being on the show on behalf of the audience. By the way, we are coming up on, I don't even know how many episodes, 600 something now. Oh, so we are super grateful to everybody for sticking around, telling a friend about the show. Please continue to do that. You know, any new agents or any agents in your office that don't know about our show, please let them know and hit that subscribe button. We appreciate it. All right, Carrie, we will see you on the next episode, and everyone else as well. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.